Welcome to part two of Premier Napa Valley Podcast 2013.
We're here with our friend Adam Fox from Kennard Vineyard. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So tell me about your auction lot you're pouring today.
Well, 2011, as you know, was a pretty trying year for most of Napa Valley. We were fortunate enough to pick about 2 days before the rains came in. And when you're making small production, handcrafted wines, you really can finesse the barrels, only selecting the best grapes of that vintage. Our yield was quite a bit lower than every other year because we literally picked the best grapes of a small selection to begin with. So someone asked me yesterday, why is your wine so much better than all the wines we've tasted today? And I said, you know, that's the one difference between a big production winery and a small production winery is it's hard to finesse 10,000 cases, but it's easy to finesse 100 cases. And some of our lots are as small as 100 cases, which is only 4 barrels. So it's also a good year to really see what your winemaker's made out of. We're really happy with 11, believe it or not, and I think it's going to show very well today.
I think that's part of the idea is, you know you have a great winemaker when you have a challenging vintage.
Exactly. And I think with the fruit you get from Napa Valley, it's pretty hard to screw it up most of the years. So the real trick is when you're not given the best ingredients in the world, if you can make something amazing out of it, then you're really a talented winemaker.
Well, congratulations on your success. Adam, for our listeners to learn about Kennard online, how do they find out about you?
www.kennardvineyard.com.
You've done that before.
It sounds like a soundbite, yes.
Good luck to you, man. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
Good seeing you. And I don't know, was that my glass?
Yeah.
Or was that my glass? We are here with our friends, Catherine DeSante, and of course, Linda Neal of Tierra Roja. Ladies, how you doing?
Doing great.
We're great, Ray. Thanks for coming to see us.
A pleasure. Thanks for letting me come by and not kicking me out. No. So, now, Catherine, did you make the wine again this year? Was it the combination between you and David, or...?
It was a combination between David and I, and it's a 2011 vintage, 100% Cabernet. And we were very fortunate because 2011 was a challenging vintage for a lot of us. But Linda has such great exposure in her vineyard. We picked her grapes in the morning, and we were driving the grapes to the winery. And just as we got to the winery, the rain started.
Oh, no.
So we made it just in time. It was perfect.
That's kind of like a message almost, isn't it? You know, Mother Nature knocking on your door. Yeah, you did well.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to pay attention because you can't control that.
And Linda, you have such a great vineyard. I think I drive by it about 500 times every time I'm out here. But you really do have a great location.
Well, I'm just blessed in so many ways. I not only have these great winemakers, but the great location. All I have to do is just... keep it alive in between, but it's that rich volcanic soil on the eastern hills, right there at the corner of Oakville Crossroad and Silverado Trail, ground zero. It's pretty nice. And, I seem to remember you've even pruned some of those vines, isn't that right?
Yeah, I think I pruned about 7 feet. That was about it. So I don't know if we could officially say I have pruned, but I am very proud of that fact I've had that opportunity. So I need to come back and actually do more of it with you.
Anytime.
And that's a 4-acre vineyard, if I remember correctly, right?
We've got about 4.5 acres planted out of the 7.5 acre parcel.
Just to ask you quickly, we had talked yesterday about Tor Kenbord now also having some of your wine with the Tierra Roja name on it. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. Tor is such a fabulous guy to work with, such a nice man, and his wife and his winemaker, Jeff Ames. They started with us in 2010. He's been on the waiting list asking for grapes for at least the last 15 years, and his name finally came up, and just happy to be working with him.
I remember that day when that all happened. And for our listeners to learn about Tierra Roja wines online, how would they find out about you?
Go to www.tierraroja.com.
Thank you both very much. Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks. We're right here at Trefethen. We're not at Trefethen. We are still at Premier. And I'm here with Haley Trefethen. I'm here with Zeke Neely, who is the winemaker for Trefethen. How are you doing?
Wonderful. It's a good day to be out and seeing everybody.
It is. It's fabulous. And it's going to get more and more crowded as time goes on.
I know. This is the nice calm before the storm.
Yeah, exactly. So, Zeke, tell me about what you made here today for the auction lot.
Our auction lot is a 2011 blend. It's 50% Cabernet Sauvignon, 35% Malbec, and 15% Petit Verdot, all from our estate vineyards in Oak Knoll District.
You guys bottle a Malbec, as I recall, correct?
We do bottle a Malbec. We have quite a bit planted on the vineyard. We find that it does really well in our area.
Yeah.
And that area is?
Oak Knoll District of Napa Valley.
That's what I wanted to get you to say. Go ahead.
The OKD.
There it is. Cool. So how long have you been with Prevent?
5 years now.
You're welcome.
In fact, when I was in grad school at Davis, I did an internship early on with Trefethen, and then went other places in the wine industry and eventually came back, couldn't get away.
That doesn't happen quite as often in this business, though, when people return to a place. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's a lot of mobility in this, well, in society today, but also the wine industry. There's quite a bit of bouncing around, but it's a family-run business, and, you know, eventually become part of the family.
That's nice. What a cool way to put it. So, Haley, for our listeners to be able to find you online, where would they do that?
Trefethen.com.
Thank you both very much, and good luck on your lot today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, there's never this many late nights in Napa unless everyone comes.
She likes you better when you drink wine.
Yeah. I'm a little bit funnier when I drink wine.
So this is your winemaker, then?
It's Massimo Monticelli. He's the winemaker.
Massimo Monticelli?
Massimo Monticelli.
I'm here at the Burley Barrel, which is funny to say, the Burley Barrel, but with Hank Burley and along with Massimo Monticelli, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's a great name.
I used to not like it so much when I was younger, but I love it now.
It's funny how we change about stuff like that, don't we?
Exactly. It's a much better. As soon as I turned 16 and the girls started liking it, that's when I started liking it.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
So why don't you tell me about your auction lot you made today?
Basically, we have a Cabernet-based blend that's coming from a single vineyard in Coombsville. It's a beautiful vineyard. And I added a little Syrah to it just to make it a little bit different than our normal wine. Our normal wine's 100% Cab, but this wine has 7% Syrah in it, which gets it up the fruit and makes it a little bit more approachable right now. Full of life. It's great.
Mm. And you know, I have to say, I was drinking a lot of the wines at the Coombsville event the other day, and I'm really impressed at what you guys are making there. Really tasty, tasty stuff, and that was like universal, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. Well, we got great terroirs, wonderful vineyard, a wonderful vineyard manager, renowned Mike Wolf, and a great experienced fourth generation Italian winemaker. So you got a great team, you got a great vineyard, how can you lose?
My grandfather, great-grandfather, and probably even further back beyond that, but I'm not sure. But
were you born here in the States or over there?
I'm first generation here, but my dad was born in Italy, but he's a winemaker over here now too, so it's just, I had no choice growing up. I had to be a winemaker.
He's got to be really proud of you.
I think so. I have a other brother, he's a chemical engineer, and I think he's kind of the disgrace to the family.
Chemical engineer. And for our listeners to find out about you online, how would they do that?
BurleyWine.com.
Excellent. Gentlemen, it's just been
make sure that you spell Burley, B-U-R-L-Y, not L-E-Y.
I thought about that. BURLY.com.
Yeah.
Right, I've repeated it for you, therefore I've endorsed. So, gentlemen, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you as well. All right.
Sorry.
And I haven't had enough wine yet.
I know. Me neither.
Yeah, we're both working on it. You don't have a glass? There it is.
I'm trying to pace myself.
I'm here with Jody Harris of Casper Estate. How you doing, Jody?
Very well, thank you.
Why don't you tell me about what you're pouring today for the Premier Lot?
So this is our first Premier Lot. It's a 2011, 92% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Cab Franc, and 4% Petit Verdot. From our estate vineyard on Whitehall Lane, about 500 feet of elevation. The vineyard was planted in 2001, and we started making wine in 2008. And this is our 2011 that we're pouring today. Julian Fayard's our winemaker, and we're real excited to be here.
Jody, is this your first time at Premier?
It is, and we're very excited to be here.
It's got to be pretty cool. I mean, you're in this room of amazing wines, and you know, you're right up here with them.
There's a lot of great wines here. I'm really impressed. Napa has a lot of great things to offer.
How would our listeners learn about you online?
CasperEstate.com, spelled CasperEstate.
Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear. A real pleasure, Jody.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Can I try your wine?
Yes.
We are here with our friend Garen Staglin.
Yes.
Of Staglin Vineyards. How are you doing, Garen?
I am wonderful. What a beautiful day, and have all these wonderful people here in Napa Valley to help us with Premier Napa Valley. Very important event for us.
It's a great event, and obviously this is what funds Auction Napa Valley.
Well, it funds all the expenses of the vintners, which goes a long way to helping us do what we do for Auction Napa Valley, which benefits our community in a very big-time way.
A very big way, and you know, it's a classic example of a community, especially a small community, giving back.
Yeah, it's vintner-sponsored. We are the donors of the lots. We are the volunteers of the community. There's up to 700 of them that come and help us. And we're kind of like the United Way of Napa County. There is no United Way. So the Boys and Girls Club, the hospitals, the K through 12 education, the Battered Women's Center, the drug rehabilitation, all that is done with this auction and the generosity of many people.
And for that, I'm sure a lot of those people say thank you, and I say congratulations for a job well done.
So this is 2013, so we hope this is going to be a lucky 13 year for us, so for in many ways.
Well, after coming off of the 2012 vintage, I'd like to think it's going to play right into your hand.
We're on a roll, aren't we? That's the right way to go, thinking about that vintage and this year and the excitement in the air and the economy's coming back, and we've got bidders coming from Hong Kong and Shanghai and London, and we have Money Can't Buy Lots this year, so it'll be something that'll be great.
For our listeners to learn about Staglin online, how would they do that?
You would go to staglinfamily.com. We've got a lot of information there about our vineyard, our family, our vintages, and our philanthropy. We'd love to have you visit, and so come and see us.
Very good. Garen, always good seeing you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
I'm here with Sarah Fowler and Chris Corley, and this is going to be for the Monticello and Peugeot lot, which is kind of interesting to have you guys doing something together.
Correct. Well, it is a joint venture that we decided to go ahead and make a Cabernet Franc. It's three shades of Cab Franc, and it is three different vineyard blocks from the Corley family and the Peugeot family combined. 100% Cabernet Franc.
Yeah, so it was a fun blend to put together with Sarah's. The first time that I've ever been involved in a shared lot. And it was a lot of fun to collaborate on the blend, and we're very excited about the wine.
Is it common to see shared lots?
I wouldn't say common, but there are definitely, over the years, there's been at least a few people that have done joint lots. And I'm actually leaning toward this as my preference. It's a lot of fun getting to, you know, share winemaking techniques and blending styles with another winemaker.
Sarah's great to work with. Very open, very easygoing, and we had a lot of fun putting it together.
Did you know each other beforehand at all?
We did.
What brought that about? I'm just curious.
Well, so over the years, I've purchased some Cab Franc from the Corley family. What we decided to do is taste through Chris's grapes that he grows and makes himself for their Cab Franc. And then we went ahead and the grapes that I purchased from Corley that I make at Peugeot also went into the blend. And then grapes that we grow at Peugeot that we also make separately. So it's that combination that we thought would be fun. And we have tasted the wines over the years kind of, but not for this purpose. So it was just kind of a nice idea to put it together and do something different. Cab Franc, there's not a lot of Cab Francs here. We both enjoy Cab Franc, so it's delicious.
There's been some amazing Cab Francs that I've been sampling for the last couple of days. My kudos to you for doing that.
Well, we're excited about it. We've been using it down at Monticello as a blending varietal for a lot of years, and we also make 100% Cabernet Franc. So it's a fantastic varietal that stands on its own, and it was fun to work with it in this blend, as Sarah mentioned, using Cabernet Franc from the cooler region where we are in Oak Knoll District, and then Sarah's Cabernet Franc from up near Rutherford, and combining those two different personalities.
Great. I like the idea of the combinations. And to find out more about you online, Chris, I'll start with you. How would they find out about Monticello online, our listeners?
Our website is CorleyFamilyNapaValley.com. And my brothers put together a great, very informative and fun website.
Very good. And, of course, for Peugeot?
For Peugeot, it's www.peugeotpeju.com.
Great. Thank you both very much for your time. And I wish you the best on your lot. This is great. Cab Franc.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Chris, it was a real pleasure meeting you, too. We are here with our very dear friends, Sue and Brett Bartolucci of Madonna Estate Vineyards. How are you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
It's great to see both of you here, Premier.
We are pouring our 2012 Dolcetto, and it's the only Dolcetto today at Premier.
You know, I think that's pretty cool when you could say that in a room of 200-plus amazing winemakers to be pouring a wine like that. That's cool. I mean, that's really standing up and saying, yeah, you make some pretty damn good stuff.
Yes, we're very proud of this wine. Although it's very young, it has great potential, and we're excited to release it within the probably next 12 months or so.
Right, so this is something that will be available to anybody, or is it strictly going to be a wine club?
Just for the premier people. And what's special about this wine is that our two daughters and their husbands made this wine for premier this time.
And in the catalog, if you look at it, it actually shows you and Taylor as the winemakers, which is pretty cool.
Yes. What inspired us was my sister went on her honeymoon to Italy, and she they decided that they wanted to create a wine that they made this year. And then, of course, Frank and I got on board, and we wanted to assist them with that. So it was a collaboration between the four of us this year.
And that brings home the whole idea of family in Napa Valley and winemaking, right?
That's it. The fellas did the manual work. They pumped the tanks over. And us ladies, we sampled and tasted the wines, of course.
I like that. We ladies.
That's right. We had the difficult task of selecting the barrel that we wanted to bring today.
I just think it's neat, though, the fact that you guys are such a great family. Just the idea of having this family business, which is all about the earth, all about growing. And then you got Buck, your dad, who's such a great guy. You know, who's making this amazing wine.
Yes, and he has the years and the knowledge, and of course we're fortunate enough for him to welcome us with open arms and to bring us into the business and give us all the techniques, and then we go from there. And that's why I feel the next generation, we're coming ahead and making some nice wines.
And that's important for our listeners to know. It's not a foregone conclusion that you're going to step into the helm of the company. You really have to prove yourself.
That's correct, yes. So we both, you know, did some outside things before we came back into the business. And then we were welcomed with open arms, which I can't say that for everyone, but he did. So, and, you know, of course, bringing our ideas and that to his knowledge, that's what helped us go to where we are.
And you got a lot of history, obviously, with 100 years plus of the family being in the Valley. And that puts a little bit on your shoulders, too.
Yes, we do. We've been growing grapes and making wine since 1922. So we're actually the second oldest family still making wine in the Napa Valley.
And to that, I say congratulations. And for our listeners to find out about you online, how would they find you online?
They would go to our website, and that's www.madonnaestate.com. And I must say, we're on Twitter now.
We'll be watching for you on Twitter.
Yes. And, of course, we have a Facebook site, too.
Ladies, thank you very much. And, again, I wish you very well with your lot.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
I'm here with Paul Pulantuoni of Rocca Family Vineyards. How are you doing, Paul?
Fantastic. It's a fun day.
It's a real fun day. We met the other day, and you're the winemaker.
I am.
And you guys had some very, very impressive wines. You had some fabulous Merlot and a number of different wines. Tell me about what you're making.
Well, at Rocca, we have two estate vineyards. That's where all our fruit comes from. We don't buy any fruit. We have a vineyard in Coombsville in the southeastern part of Napa Valley, and then a vineyard in Yountville, kind of right in the middle of the valley. In Yountville, we're making Merlot, Syrah, and Cabernet. And then out of Coombsville, we just do a Cabernet.
And what are you doing for your auction lot today?
The auction lot's actually pure Syrah. It's the first time in a long time we've done Syrah for Premier, but in the 2011 vintage, I just love what the vintage did for Syrah.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of people taking risks this year, which I really like, something different, because I think you're the only person so far I've talked to doing Syrah. There may be others, but kudos to you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
How would our listeners learn about Rocca online?
You can go to the website. It's roccawines.com.
That's what I wanted to hear. Paul, thanks very much.
You bet. Good to see you.
Good seeing you. I'm here with Stephanie DeMassi. How are you doing, Stephanie?
Great. How are you?
Good. And your wine is?
Justlin Vineyards.
Thank you very much. I'd rather you say it than me, because you say it better than I do. So we spoke the other day, and you're kind of wandering around today, really. You're not necessarily manning a barrel or anything, right?
I am manning the barrel. However, I'm on a pee break. So I got out for a moment, and I had to stop by and see Cyril. I'm a huge Chapelet fan.
A huge Chapelet fan and a huge Cyril fan. He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
So are you tasting anything here that's standing out to you? Anything you'd like to say, wow, that's really great?
You know, I thought that O'Shaughnessy did a great job. They're doing, I believe it's at Petit Verdot this year, and it's stunning. It's really juicy. It's actually tasting like a finished wine. So in this room of cab, it's really outstanding, and I can't help it, but I'm Schaumburg Late Disgorged is always just a fan favorite, I think. It's so refreshing and breakfast for those of us that haven't had a chance to eat yet today.
Well, you know, the French do say that wine is food, right? So,
definitely.
for our listeners to be able to find out about you online, one more time, if you would tell us how they find out about you.
We can go to our website. It's JuslynVineyards.com.
Could you spell that for me?
Sure. JuslynVineyards. I would have lost the spelling bee. .com.
Perfect. Perfect. Good seeing you again, Stephanie.
Awesome. Yeah. Please stop by in the back corner.
I will do that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good to see you.
Cyril, how are you doing?
Couldn't be any better, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Obviously, you have an auction lot today, right?
Yes. Our auction lot today, slight variation on our Pritchard Hill Cabernet for the 2011 vintage. And as you know, these auction lots are all unique for this auction right here. Every auction lot is supposed to be specific for the auction, not a reproducible thing, not something you're going to do again. And so we take our Pritchard Hill Cabernet, which is the best of the best of what we do, and slightly tweak that. So this is a kind of window into the Pritchard Hill Cabernet. Also, it's slightly different. It's because this, in this case, is 13% Malbec, 9% Petit Verdot, and then the rest is all Cabernet. But as you know from being at our place, we've got a lot of different blocks of Cabernet all over the hill. So it was really up to Philip and the winemaking team to, in this vintage, pick the very best of the very best to make up what this is. So I'm quite pleased with it. I think it's a remarkable vintage and really showing very, very well. We made a small amount of it, though. There's not very much Pritchard Hill Cabernet in the 2011. So
how much is a small amount?
About 1,100 cases. Normally we're 2,500 cases. So there'll be a lot less to go around. The important part was the quality had to be in the bottle. We had to make sure that it was really stunning and exciting, and I think we've done that. Do you know Carissa?
Actually, no, I was going to go ahead over to her in a minute.
This is my sister, Carissa, right?
Hi, Carissa, how you doing?
All right, good. The only thing he really left out is the name of the lot. It's called Heaven on the Hill.
Well, you guys do a great job. Thank you, again. What I love seeing is this whole idea of family.
We're now four generations.
Oh, nice.
The fourth hasn't started working yet. She's only three, but three generations are working side by side.
Well, she's only, what, like maybe 6 months away from...
She's been weaned on it.
What a great way to grow up in the wine business. For our listeners to learn about Chapelet online, how would they find out about you?
Quite easy. It's www.chapelet.com. The only trick is spelling the name, but it's C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E-T. So chapelet.com, and we've got a lot of information because we have a lot of history, 46 years in Napa Valley. My parents started it. Like I said, I'm second generation, and my niece has just come to work for the company, so you'll likely meet one of the Chapelets when you come to Pritchard Hill and visit us.
It kind of works that way. That's the best thing about coming up to visit. Well, congratulations on the new family member, and my best wishes to you for your lot. I hope you do well.
Thanks very much, Ray.
This is a real pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Florencia is a beautiful name.
Thank you. Thank you.
It just has this eloquence, and it sort of goes along with wine a little bit, doesn't it?
I think so. Flowers, absolutely anything that's a good aroma will go very well with wine.
So you're the winemaker there?
Well, I direct the winemaking. I have a wonderful team that's really making the wine. Tina Mitchell is our head winemaker, and Mia Klein is our consulting winemaker.
So. We were talking a few minutes ago. You said you're originally born in Uruguay.
I was born in Argentina.
I wasn't even close. Okay. You were born in Argentina.
Yes. Cyril tripped you. He thinks I was born in Uruguay.
Oh. I knew I heard it somewhere.
So we came to the U.S. in 1978 to Northern California, and we have now a vineyard here in Napa, and the whole family really works here and spends most of our year here.
So since you were from Argentina originally, was there a connection to wine, you know, or your parents or grandparents?
Not originally, actually. We didn't know until 30 years later that my father's great-great-great-uncle happened to be a vintner in Mendoza. So it's a happy coincidence. The family's come back to wine.
Wow. It is full circle, isn't it, really? What is your lot that you're pouring today?
Today we have Lot P, and it's not P for Palmas. It's actually one of the locations in our vineyard. It's a 300-foot elevation vineyard. We have about 1,100 feet in elevation difference, three vineyards. And the lower vineyard, we had a beautiful location. It's Bacchus Clone, west-facing, big slope. And for Premier, we like to taste through the whole property and feature one place because our wine is a blend, the main wine is a blend. Lot P made the pick this year.
Excellent.
Yeah, very excited about it. I love to be able to see what everyone else is doing. You know, we spend so much time down in our place, in our grapes, that this for me is a delight to taste everyone else's wines and even to see all these wonderful people. You know, we just spend too much time on our own farms.
And I think that's something people don't realize, that you don't get that opportunity. It's, you know, you're doing your job, and it's a damn demanding job.
I'm having a lot of fun finally being able to see everyone else that I love in the valley.
And Cyril introduced us, which is the best
part.
So we can blame him.
Yes.
Are you going to tell him you're not from Burgrave one time? You're just going to let him live
with that? That would be between you and
us. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. So, Florencia, if our listeners would like to find out more about you and Palmas, how would they do that online?
We have a website, palmasvineyards.com. It's a great site. It actually shows you an entire virtual tour of our caves and the gravity flow winemaking system and the estate as well. So it's got a lot of content on it. It's a great place to check out.
Excellent. I hope our fans look up, and thanks very much for taking the time and letting me pull you away.
My pleasure. Enjoy the auction.
This is a real pleasure meeting you, right? I'm here with our friend Joel Aiken. How are you doing, Joel?
Very good, thanks.
So we have all kinds of wines we could talk about, but I'd like to see what you would like to talk about today.
Well, one of the wines that I've just started getting out to the world is my own wine called Aiken. I've got a Pinot Noir from Sonoma Mountain, a Hell Mountain Cabernet, and a Rutherford Cabernet. I had to make a Rutherford Cab after my years at BV. So the Aiken brand is tiny with limited distribution, but really, really excited about the wines.
And when you say tiny, how many cases are we talking about?
There's about 140 cases of Pinot Noir, 140 of the Hell Mountain Cab, and close to 70 of the Rutherford. So it's pretty tiny, limited distribution. We sell direct, but get out to a few restaurants here and there.
And you know, obviously, I don't want to say you're really a family operation. Of course, your wife, Amy, which she does Meander.
Yes.
And then you also have Amici Cellars, which is what your lot is today. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I spend most of my time with Amici Cellars. It's much bigger than Aiken or Meander. And we have a Spring Mountain Cabernet from 2011 here. This is actually a vineyard that I worked with for years at BV. BV used to get all of this fruit, and then a change of ownership. It goes to Spring Mountain now, but we're able to get a few tons a year to make for our own wine. We do a single vineyard bottling, and for today, we really wanted to showcase that vineyard. We were able to let this hang after some of the rains we had during the fall, because it's at the very top of the hill. It hung and ripened and just came in beautifully.
And considering 11 was a challenging year, I got to believe you're pretty excited about what's going to happen for what you've grown for 12.
Oh yeah, 11 was challenging, but I think we made some nice wines. 12 was just, I didn't have to do anything. I could have taken vacation, but I still went out to the vineyards. Things just ripened beautifully, the harvest was great. It was really just decide what day you want to pick, and it was all good.
Our listeners don't get to hear winemakers say that very often, because what you do is Mother Nature. You're dealing with that whole idea.
Every once in a while, she cooperates with us.
Well, that's great. For our listeners to learn about Aiken and Amici, how would they find out about you online?
So Aiken is at aikenwines.com, and Amici is amicisellers.com. So websites there, you can learn about both brands, and you can even purchase. So
that's the best part. You definitely want to purchase.
Absolutely.
Joel, this is always fun seeing you. Thank you very much. And again, nice job on the wine. Well done.
All right, thank you. Great to see you again.
Great seeing you. Thank you.
Cool.
I'm here with Pauline Lutt of Chandon. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. So you're the assistant winemaker there, right?
Yes, I am.
And you are pouring what for your lot today?
So today we are pouring our 2000 Montbeater. It's a Blanc de Blanc. So from 2000, it's been in the bottle since 2001, so almost 12 years in the bottle. So what we've done is we've disgorged it a few weeks ago. And then we dose it very low dosage. So it's been dosed at 4.5 grams per liter. And what we're doing today is, for the winner, is going to get the chance to spend some time with us to actually make its own dosage. So choose the final touch to his wine.
So you got a little bit extra added value there.
Yes. Well, it will be fun also to spend some time with him and you know, understand the wine and explain to him what we're doing when we are finishing and dosing the wine.
And I'm going to assume you're French.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. Don't want to make too big of a deception, because I could be off by a...
No, I'm French. I think you can tell from my accent. I'm from Champagne, so I grew up in Champagne.
I don't think this could be any more appropriate.
Yeah, you're right.
And even more appropriate that you would become a winemaker, right?
Yes, that's for sure.
How long have you been in Chandon?
I've been at Chandon since 2006.
Okay, so you've been around for a while then.
for a while, yes, and it was not meant to be. I was supposed to be here for 3 months, but I fall in love in Napa, so I'm liking it so far.
Not a bad place.
Not a bad place at all.
How would our listeners find out about you online?
You can go online to the www.chandon.com and find out about my history.
Pauline, thanks very much. It's a real pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So this is my 214, except when I did the final blend last year, I moved it into one of Alan Forquet's wild private barrels.
Okay, all right.
Privately managed oak in France.
What's the vintage?
This is 10.
She's spying. She's spying.
Spying. My 10s are, they're already...
The name tag gives it away.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's awfully good to see you.
Well, thank you. Nice to see you, too.
I'm actually recording too. Let's try this.
All
right. I'm here with Tracy and John Scupney of Lang & Reed. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. It's a fun program every year.
It's a great program. And once again, Cab Franc, there's a couple of people that are doing it this year.
There's actually 8 of them in the room today, which is a record, I think, for Cabernet Franc. This is our 214 from 2010. It's called Franc Sauvage. So in the fact that we normally use a very judicious amount of oak, this is a little bit over the top with oak, because this is a single barrel from privately managed wild forests in France, which is a pretty rare thing in France. Most of the forests are managed by the state, and then people come in and buy particular parcels. This one actually comes from a wild forest in France. So a little different constituent. It's a little bit bombastic for me, what Tracy and I usually like, but at a show like this, a little bit is good, a lot is better. So,
nothing wrong with hitting them on the head once in a while, right, Trish?
Well, what I love is everybody will taste the wine and say, oh, thank you, very politely, and they take 2 steps away, and then they come right back and go, oh my, what am I drinking? And it just hits them as soon as it's in their mouth, and they have to stop and pause for a moment. And it's a very proud moment.
That's a great moment to be able to get that reaction.
Yep.
Well, we've been here 28 years, so... It's great to see people and see the generations pass, new people coming in. It's always an exciting day in February. And no matter what your weather's like, ours is probably better.
How would our listeners learn about Lang & Reed online?
Oh my gosh, at langandreed.com. We're all over the web and we're in many, many, many retail stores, so they can walk in any retail shop and find it.
Good seeing both of you.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you, Rhea. Good to see you too.
I'm here with Deb Whitman and Ed Fitz of Brand Napa Valley. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Nice to see you both. So tell me a little bit about what your auction lot is here.
Well, we have a 2011 Cabernet Franc blend from Philippe Melka, our winemaker. It's a Pritchard Hill grown wine, and it's actually really, really good, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it's lot 162, and it's 100% Pritchard Hill.
Which isn't a bad thing, by the way.
Not a bad thing, yeah. And 2011 was a pretty tough year for a lot of wine growers, but we had a really nice harvest on Pritchard Hill. Which, being at 1,350 feet, obviously helps with a lot of the issues that happen in the valley.
Well, tell me a little bit about Brand itself, the label. What is your output as far as how many cases you do?
Well, our first release was 2009. We only produced 218 cases. We just finished our winery, completed our winery in September of 2012. We had our first harvest out of our replanted vineyard in 2012. So 2012 was a big year. But we're ramping up our production significantly. We had a great harvest in 11. We'll probably have 400 or 500 cases. 2012 was a wonderful harvest, so...
When you say you're ramping up, what's your goal? What would you like to get to?
You know, we'd like to get to 600 cases or so.
We're still going to stay nice and small.
Yeah. And, of course, Philippe Melka is our winemaker, and he processes some of his fruit in our winery, which is great having him there a lot. And we've got a really nice facility for wine tastings and events, so we're part of the Napa Valley premiere this year, Auction Napa Valley.
And you guys are by appointment, of course. Anybody who wants to come see you would need to give you a call, correct?
Yes. Yeah, make sure they give a call so we can make sure somebody's there and set it up for a very nice tasting for them.
But it is, again, a beautiful piece of property, and you have a beautiful building there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're very pleased with how it turned out. A great architect, great design people, and very good construction crews.
All the more reason for our listeners to come see you. It is your first time here, and that's got to be amazing to see this kind of a crowd. And do you get the chance to go out and taste, you know, some of your fellow winemakers?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've enjoyed tasting quite a few of our neighbors' wines, and there's some great wines here.
That's the best residual effect about being in the business, to be able to taste your fellow winemakers, the fruits of their labor, literally.
Yeah, and everyone's doing the best at their game. It's really some fantastic wines.
How would our listeners find out about you online? Do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's www.brandnapavalley.com.
Well, I encourage our listeners to come up. Pritchard Hill's a wonderful place. And thank you both for talking. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Come visit us.
All right. Yeah, please do. I would love for you to, actually. So this is 2011 Ganymede Vineyard Cab. These are some of the oldest wines on our property. They're 20 years old. And typically, we don't distribute this at all. It's a winery-only wine, so we did 5 cases. And then it's a little vineyard winery experiment for me. It's the last 60 gallons that drain out of the tank off of the skins. So it literally drains overnight.
Free run.
Yeah. Well, it's all free run that drains, but it's the last 60 gallons. So it drains out very slowly. And I kept that separate. And it's kind of cool. It's got different texture, a little richness. So
you had that in mind specifically for a career when you
did
that?
I did. Well, it was an experiment that turned out well, and then I thought, perfect.
If it hadn't turned out, it would have not made it here.
That's right. That's right.
And I should set this up and say we are talking to Elizabeth Biana of Chimney Rock. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Ray?
Good. And it's always good to see you. You always have such a big smile on your face, and you're a wonderful winemaker because I am a fan of your wines.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I guess maybe sometimes I always think about that medical background. It always sort of makes me feel better when I drink your wine, and I don't know why that is.
Oh, that's good.
Or the almost medical background.
Well, I like to say that I found a different way to cure people.
I think a better way in my mind.
Kind of therapy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Antioxidant therapy.
Makes good sense to me.
Yeah.
So how are things going at Chimney Rock these days?
Fantastic. We've had 5 amazing vintages, really, in a row. Different, you know, in 11, which we're trying here, very unusual Napa vintage, very cool. But I think the wines have a lot of elegance and balance, and they actually present a slightly different face of Napa Valley, which is kind of fun to see.
And I got to say, for you, after dealing with 11, I mean, talk about contrast going into 12.
12. Well, 12 is just this luscious, you know, party girl, right? I mean, it's just, it's gorgeous, very bright fruit, much more typical vintage. But I'm kind of digging the 11s right now.
You like the harder work, don't you? Yeah. You're a working person.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Your
the
face.
More sweat and tears behind the vintage, the more winemakers love it.
And for our listeners who would like to learn about Elizabeth Viana as well as Chimney Rock, how would they find out about you online?
www.chimneyrock.com. That's it.
Excellent.
Or come and visit at the winery.
That would be even a better
that's
idea.
Even better.
Taste the wine.
That's right. That's the real proof.
Elizabeth, it's always great seeing you. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks.
This is the end of part 2. Visit lifebetweenthevines.com to download part 3 or visit iTunes.